As you look around and marvel at the beauty of the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, I want you to think of one thing. If it were not for one woman, a woman from Portland named Nancy Russell, the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area would not exist today. My name's Kevin Gorman. I'm the executive director at Friends of the Columbia Gorge. And I want to tell you a story about how the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act came into being. Nancy Russell was a mother of four, stay-at-home mom in Portland, Oregon, in the late 1970s. She had a love of gorge wildflowers. She was an avid hiker, and she was an incredibly determined and competitive woman. She started giving slideshows about gorge wildflowers and how important the gorge was. At the same time, the pressures from Portland and Vancouver to continue development into the gorge, to frankly suburbanize the Columbia Gorge, were underway. And Nancy and others started looking at ways to protect this place, not just on the Oregon side where she was from, but on the Washington side as well. And so came the federal effort to permanently protect the Columbia Gorge. It started with an idea of a national park, but when you think of all the communities that are there, the highways that are there, the dams that are there, it then settled onto the concept of a national scenic area, managed by the Forest Service and with the newly created Columbia River Gorge Commission. It was a controversial issue, as so many gorge residents were concerned about their property rights and would the federal government overtake their lands. That has not occurred, and today the communities of the gorge embrace the National Scenic Area as it protects the gorge lands as well as their own communities from the ever-growing population base in Portland and Vancouver. It was obvious why the gorge should be protected. It's one of the most breathtaking landscapes in the country. There's gorge wildflowers that exist nowhere else in the world that are only there. It's a recreation haven, and it's just a special place and right next to a major population center. It would have been developed, overrun, as so many places in this country had been, had it not been for this woman. It was Nancy Russell who started Friends of the Columbia Gorge and pushed for years to ensure federal protection happened. And once that federal protection came with the National Scenic Area designation in 1986, she continued working hard to make sure lands from willing sellers became public treasures like we have today at Catherine Creek and other places. She continued to advocate for years and years to come, even being a conservation buyer, buying lands with her own funds to in turn allow them to become trails and vistas. The trailhead you find at the Klickitat Trail, the Mosier Plateau, the Lyle Cherry Orchard, these gems that we all enjoy today are only there because Nancy Russell stood up, became a conservation buyer, and permanently protected those lands. We are forever indebted to her, but she alone is not enough to really protect this place. The most important thing she did is carry on her legacy to make sure that thousands of people after her continue to work to protect this place, to cherish it, and to pass it along to future generations. So the gorge will remain something that we all care about, that we all treasure, and that we all preserve for generations to come.